visitors a gift, is that correct?
I've met them. We have a couple of them, and I've given them their gift.
Would they want to stand and let us learn their name? No? All right. Anyway, God bless you, and we ask that you also sign the red register pad as it comes your way. And please give us your address and any other way we might connect with you. We are glad you chose to visit with us today, and may this time with us be a blessing to you. So let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship through silent prayer.
Our opening hymn is found on page 593. Please stand as we sing together, "Here I Am, Lord."
Say.
join. Excuse me. Please join in our call to worship. I will lead the lighter print, and the congregation will read the darker print. In the sanctuary, God, the Holy One, whose glory fills the whole earth, calls us.
Beside the sea, along ordinary paths, in our daily work, God calls us.
We respond with our whole heart, singing God's praise and giving thanks.
In steadfast love, God fulfills the divine purposes of our lives.
We have come from different backgrounds on various roads to get here.
But we are all here seeking an experience of the Holy.
Listen for the promise of God's steadfast love and God's faithfulness.
We are listening for God's call in our lives.
Okay, in your hymnals, if you will turn to page 881. In unison, we will read the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Please turn your hymnals to page 378. We'll sing Amazing Grace, verses 1, 2, 3, and 6.
Pray with me in unison this morning, our prayer of confession. O God,
we walk in the midst of trouble. You preserve and deliver us.
Through our lips are not clean, and our hearts are not pure. You call us. Forgive us, we pray, when we wander away from you, lost and at risk. Forgive us when our lives do not reflect your glory and the purposes you intend. Help us to comprehend your ways in the world. We long to feel your grace and glory for you and Emmanuel.
We can be healed and set free.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Declaration of forgiveness. The promise is this: God is faithful and steadfast, eager to forgive our sin and welcome us home. Grateful for this promise of joy and of peace, let us share the peace of Christ in one another. In the temple, Isaiah heard these words: "Your guilt has departed, and your sin is blotted out." God's grace toward us has not been in vain. This is the good news we have received in Christ's death and resurrection. We have been saved. Thanks be to God. It's time for our offering, and if the ushers would please come forward. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings given to us all. We pray for our congregation today, and may we give with gladness, sincerity, and as a cheerful giver. Bless these tithes and offerings this day in our love for the Lord. Amen.
Through. Testing? Do you have a pet? What is it?
A dog.
So you're all three related, so it's the same dog, or you each have a different dog, or have the same dog? Okay. No fish or bird or turtle or... Oh, I had a fish too. It died. So, well, I bet you know... Is your dog a big dog or a little dog?
Medium.
Okay, medium. I bet you know its favorite toy, its favorite snack, where it likes to sleep. Does just one of you take care of it, or do all of you take care of it? What? You feed him. So does he have a favorite toy or a... Oh, okay. So, well, we just have the neighbor's dogs that we take care of, and we have a cat or two that we take care of. So I know where every cat likes to sleep. We know where the dogs want to go for their walk. So who do you think knows a lot about us or wants to take care of us? God, that's right. But God's much better at taking care of us than we probably are about taking care of our pets. You and I are God's people. He made us so that if we follow him, he will take very good care of us. God will give us the food, clothing, and a roof over our heads that we need. He will also provide us with family and friends. He will also help us in tough situations. Nothing has to get us down. God will always be there to help. There's a very big difference between us taking care of our pets and God taking care of us. Most of our pets are in cages, or they're on a leash when they go for a walk, or if they're a fish, they're in an aquarium. So we sort of have to make sure they don't run off or get lost. But God doesn't force us to be his. We can run away from him if we want, but it would be sad because God wants us to stay with him, believe in him, and follow him. Okay. So we just have a little short prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for providing for us all of our needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You can all hear me.
Yes.
And I can hear me too. All right. Good morning to our Facebook friends. They continue to watch our service, and we really appreciate that. I know that at one time or another, we are going to connect in person. But I really appreciate your tuning in. Thank you so much. God bless you. It is time for our joys and concerns. And Judy Hatfield would like to let you guys know, because she knows that she has been in our prayers, that she is feeling better. Yeah. And we know that because she's here. And then she's going to go to lunch with us. So we are really glad. And of course, we're not surprised because we pray and God answers. So, but I like her little remark. Her remark is, I feel better. God is not ready for me yet. I hear you. I agree. Russell, he had a dear friend, Bill Gregory. He passed away. Prayers for his family, comfort, and mercy as they have to make decisions, travel mercies for those that are traveling to get together. And I would like to remind you all that at the end of this month, it is the meeting of the powers that be in the Methodist Church. Please don't give up on prayer. Prayer is the only thing we have to make the will of God known and to change people's hearts. Continue with prayers so that the will of God will be done. In this case, in the church and in the world, as his will is done in heaven. And it is with that in mind and full of gratitude for the things that God does for us and the way that we can come and pray to him, knowing that he hears us, that we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Prayer of illumination. God of steadfast love and faithfulness, you have exalted your name and your word above everything. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to hear your word with understanding, that in our speech and actions we might exalt your name above all things. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. Our word today comes from Luke 5, 1 through 11, and I've entitled this, What Are You Afraid Of, Failure or Success? Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats laying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered and said, "Master, we've worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets." When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to the other partners, the other boats, for them to come and help them. And they came, and they filled both of the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." O Lord, for amazement has seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, son of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on you will be catching men." When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. And then I have a little piece from John 9:4, and it says, "I must do the work of the one who sent me while it's day. Night comes when no man can work." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, when the Lord gave me these verses, the first thing that came to my mind was, of course, preaching at the beach. And you all know where I just came from. So when I was laying there on the beach, I was imagining Jesus on the other side and just people listening to him. It is good to know that the word of God can be preached anywhere, anywhere. When God started guiding me to this scripture, I thought that he was going to showcase how he chooses his disciples, like who they were, what they did, and to one more time confirm to us that he does not always call the qualified, but that he always qualifies who he calls. I believe this is something we need to hear again and again, and I think this is important to remember as we move forward in our personal lives and in the life of the church. As I keep reading, I saw all my attention being drawn to verse 4. He tells Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." So I asked the Lord, "Are you asking us?" And us as if everyone under the sound of my voice, to go deeper with you, to move in faith into a deeper relationship with you? Are you asking us to walk in faith and not by sight, to place our trust solely in you, to hold on to your hand tighter because the best is yet to come? Then verse 5 says, and I have taken the liberty to paraphrase, "Lord," this is Simon speaking, you all, "Lord, been there, done that. It won't work. Maybe we just need to collect our nets and go and have lunch and go back to doing what is comfortable and secure. Let's just go home." Verse 5 says that Simon let down the nets. It does not say if he let it down with a prayer. He didn't pray that this time things would be different. It does not say, "I'll do it because if this work, Jesus will be glorified." He doesn't say that. It does not say he did it because even though he had seen the nets come up empty time after time, he was going to trust the master and not the nets. Was Simon afraid of failing or succeeding? Verse 6 says that when they had done that, the master has asked them, they had caught such a large number of fish that the nets were not enough to hold it. By now, I could hear the Holy Spirit speaking directly to me because, as you know, because I have told you, The Spirit was reminding me of my own belief, of all the times that the Lord has said, test me and see if I will not open the gates of heaven for you. All the time that I had tithe of my first fruit of my salary, and the times I tithe of the first fruit of my unemployment check, because I believe that if I tithe, I could test the Lord, and he would come through. And he did. He did in ways that are too many to offer right now. But what I can tell you is that obedience, a willing heart, goes together. And it's important that it's cultivated. I believe the Lord was telling me, Francis, test me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven for you. And I trusted, and he did. And I believe that if we trust him now, he will do the same thing for us now as a church and in our personal lives. I think he's asking us to trust him. I think he's asking us to go deeper with him, to accept that the future brings new challenges in the life of the church, but it also in my life and in our lives. One of the new challenges is that as much as I love to cook, guess what? I don't want to cook for myself. Well, hey, that's a challenge because I have to eat, you know? But things change. Things change in all of our lives as we grow older. Things will change in the life of the church as the church grows older also. We are not to live in the past, but to hope for the future. Maybe the Lord is asking us, what are you afraid of now? Are you afraid of failing or succeeding? If we fail, we can go home and have lunch. No work to be done, but in order to succeed, we all have to do our part. We're going to have to put some elbow grease in order to succeed. So the question is, are we afraid of failure or the work that has to be done for succeeding? When Simon sees the catch, he acknowledges that he's just a sinner, unprepared, unqualified, a buzzkill, a Debbie Downer. But Jesus tells him, don't be afraid. I have a plan. I will lead you. I will show you how. My grace will shine through you. I want you to be a fisher of men. Those words is what I hear when we venture out to do ministry, and it's hard and it's difficult, and I feel I'm unqualified. I don't have enough words. I don't have maybe the right education. I'm not an elder in the church. But I really hear the Lord saying, don't be afraid. I will teach you. I will walk with you. And that's kind of like what I hear the Lord told Simon when he said, I will make you fisher of men. I will show you what to say. It won't always be easy, but I will go before you, and the pillar of cloud will not depart from you by day or by night. I borrow that from the Old Testament. I like to do that. I like to get things from the Old Testament and apply it to my prayer. And this is my prayer. My prayer is that the pillar of cloud will go before us personally, before our family, and before our church as we move forward. Next week after service here in the sanctuary, we will take about 15 to 20 minutes before lunch to cast our nets. We will explain the purpose, the vision, and the mission that the Lord has given us. The strategic planning group under the guidance of God and Jim Maxson and a church team will be revealed. I think that it's out already, but anyway, we will reveal it all at once. We need every one of you here. And those that you know that are not in town, call them and tell them, we need you at church on Sunday. I believe the Lord is asking us to go deeper and cast our nets out into deeper water. Are you willing? I am. It's not easy. And believe me, from the pastor's position, it's not easy at all. But I believe I was sent here by God. I was not put here by man. And I see that all the time, and I remember that all the time, because I am the most unlikely person to serve in this community. But God so differently. And I don't think that he brought me here so that I can babysit the church and the community with just a sermon on Sunday. I believe that he brought me here to remind you of your commitment to God, of your commitment to Jesus, of what he has done for you, to remind you that you are retired from many things, but not from working for the Lord, that you still have something to offer. When I hear that in my spirit, it humbles me. But I believe that the Lord speaks to me. I believe that the Lord gives me a vision. I believe that the Lord answers my questions. And it's just like my kids like to say, Mom is hearing voices again. But that's okay. That is okay. This week in your prayers, please pray over the future of the church. Pray over our God-given mission in this community and surrounding areas. Pray for a hedge of protection around our church and around your pastor. These last few days have been especially difficult. Satan is placing a bull's eye on my back. But I think he forgets that I wear an armor. So I'm ready. And I know that all of you, with your prayers and your faith and your commitment to walk with God until he calls you home, we can see a new future, not only for our lives, where we are at our age, the season of our days, but for the church, for the community, for those that are moving in and for those that are moving out. Let us pray. God, break our hearts under the burden of broken cities, and give us the vision and energy to keep on growing churches that influence their communities with the light and love of the gospel. Increase our desire to see the lost, the brokenhearted, drawing closer to you. Forgive us for small or self-centered thinking. Help us to think bigger and pray kingdom-oriented prayers. God, help us to open our hearts for those who do not yet know you. Help each of us remember that we're on a mission in this community, whether we are in the grocery store or at work. Give us eyes to see the needs of those around us and make our hearts and hands ready to meet it. Help us to create a place to meet Jesus and to discover a place that they can belong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As always, I'd like to make an invitation for those that have not given their life to Jesus. Even those that are wanting to go deeper with Christ. This is the perfect moment. I know that it's kind of funny to get up in the middle of the church and say, hey, me, I'm here and I'll be glad to pray for you. But I'm also in my office. And if at any time you feel the need, the urge, the Holy Spirit prompting you to come, please do so. I'll be glad to pray for you and with you and to help you go deeper into your relationship with God, or to start one. Is never too late.
Please stand as we sing together, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, page 2129 in your Faith We Sing books. Decide.
Now receive this blessing from the Lord. Now may we be filled with the love of God and sing praises with our whole hearts, giving thanks for the call of Christ in our lives and in our community with the Holy Spirit, the fulfillment of the purpose for which we were created. May the Holy One fill you with awe. May Christ the teacher amaze you with grace. And may the Holy Spirit increase your strength of soul. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in peace. Amen. And I'll see you all at Sacramento.